You're listening to Reptiles With, a podcast by HSR Exotics, where we talk about, well, reptiles, that being animal-related, product-related, news-related, and anything else going on in the hobby. Hey everybody, you're listening to Reptiles with Yoshi,
Alex,
and David.
Alrighty, we have somebody new here, that guy.
This guy.
Alright, David, introduce yourself.
My name is David.
Nice.
I like cereal.
Okay.
And I like chocolate milk.
Okay. Reptiles, what do you do?
Oh, reptiles, I finance them.
You finance them?
Yeah, I finance them because okay. I'm really bad at cleaning them.
What's your interest rate?
What?
What's your interest rate?
My interest rate? Zero.
Okay.
Well, I haven't gotten to the part where I actually loan money out. I actually borrow money.
Oh, okay.
And luckily for me, that's at a 0% interest rate.
All right. So pretty much David is the guy that does HSR Exotics with us, sometimes here, sometimes not. He's the guy that we always ask, hey, David, can you put water in the snakes today? And he'll say yes, and he doesn't.
I don't.
Yeah.
I got kids.
You got a kid.
Well, I got kids. I call my dog's my kid, too.
I guess that's
yeah, that is all right.
Yeah.
So, David, talk about your history with ball pythons.
Well, it all started when I was a young lad. In the sixth grade, the asshole named Michael said he was going to get one, and I wanted one.
Wait, for real?
For real. This is for real.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Did I?
No, this is for real. All right.
I thought that like when I started doing the ball pythons, like that was completely new to you.
Well, no. You remember the Xanthic we had, Zorro?
Yeah.
That was the name I always wanted for that ball python.
So this goes deeper.
This goes a lot deeper than you know.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. So Michael gets some kid in sixth grade, uh-huh. Michael.
Talks about getting a ball python for Christmas. He wants it. He shows me pictures and all that. Back then, there was no internet like there is now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm that old. So he brings pictures and we go to the media center. He shows them to me and I'm like, all right, cool. That's cool. I really want one too. Dad and mom always shut me down. Fast forward. After a while, you lost interest and whatnot. 10th grade math. We got a class ball python in algebra.
This really goes deep.
No, it goes
Jesus
deep.
Jesus Christ.
It goes deep for real. Mr. Zamora, I remember him.
We didn't have cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
He bought a ball python for himself. It was his, but he kept it in the class and he named him Bojangles. Weird okay. name. At the time, I didn't know Bojangles was a restaurant. He comes from a place where they have Bojangles.
Yeah.
So there, we always had him in front of my desk. And then when it was feeding time, he would all kind of, not necessarily raffle off, but he would like pick at random which class would get to feed him.
Okay.
So my class, more times than not, was the one that got to feed him, and I'm the one always throwing the rat in there.
Interesting, because that is not how it goes now.
Yeah, that's not that how it goes
not
now.
That's not how it no, goes now.
Not, I guess.
Yeah.
And then fast forward. So wait.
It's the venom.
You, Mr. I need like three gloves. I'm going to hold the rat like this, was feeding the ball yeah. python.
Well, back then, I didn't care so much about my appearance or germs or anything. Now that I've gotten older and matured and, much more civilized and sophisticated, I hate getting dirty. So now I need gloves hold on. You can't say that I always wear gloves because I'll pick up a rat with my bare hands. I'll just go, and wash my hands right after.
That's true. So, 10th grade.
Fed the ball python, Mr. Bojangles, all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of lost interest again. Fast forward to what we've been doing this for how long now?
3-4 years with the ball pythons.
4 years, and that's been me and ball pythons.
I really did not know any.
It's been that long, and he didn't think of, hey, let me mention this
for beforehand. Real.
We have to wait until years later. We are doing a podcast for the first time, and hey, I have this whole backstory.
For real, dude.
Yeah, it goes deep. It goes real deep.
How
yeah.
deep? Deep?
Deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I really didn't know that. I thought that I had just presented
you guys never
them. I guess you're right.
I guess, but that's not one of those things I don't ask. Hey, do you have something that makes you, is it deeper?
Is it just, deeper than that?
Oh, we have animals and you want animals. Is there something? That's yeah. something that you see a snake and you're like, oh, this one time, Bojangles and Michael in the sixth grade,
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I could go further back than that, too.
What heck is going on?
Of snakes, but then when this kid, Michael, brought it up and everything, I was like, well, maybe they're not so bad because Not for nothing, 1995 anacondas terrified me of snakes. I was terrified.
Okay. From somebody who isn't a reptile guy, I wouldn't say you're really like that much into reptiles. How do you see the reptile hobby?
If I'm being honest, 100% honest and candid, when I first saw it, all I saw was the dollar sign.
Okay.
And fair. And that's just being brutally honest. It's a business. Okay.
Understood.
And like all businesses, the goal is to make money. As time has gone on, I care more about making different combos, seeing different, I guess, colors and combinations and kind of pushing those limits to what we can do with these animals.
Okay.
And I don't really care for the fame or the fortune anymore. I just want to know that I can do it.
Okay.
Whereas some people might be interested in looking to start with a 2 or 3 gene animal. I don't have a problem starting with that one gene and doing it myself.
I do remember that it was a thing when we started that we were, you know, from your end, it was more like, okay, so I'm going to put some money into this and then I need to see the return, you know, but then obviously seeing how long this actually takes, you know, I guess I can see how you got to there. And I do see, especially this season, how much more excited you are to produce some of the stuff that we have been producing.
The year he moves.
Yeah, the year he moves.
Yeah. Yeah. I did move. You know, I'm embarking on a brand new journey of self-discovery.
This okay. is the David that we spoke about last time.
Yeah, this is the know. David. It's yeah, that David.
I'm that David. And, you know, it's a great name. You should name your kids after David.
Don't name your kid David.
No, you should. There's a whole star for you guys.
I hate him.
Yeah.
So that's David. David doesn't like turtles.
No.
Why, David?
They're yucky.
Why are they yucky, David?
They're not fun to hold. Smell bad.
It's the whole germ thing.
It's the germ thing. The germ that's really thing what it is. It's the germ thing.
So when you were a kid, were you afraid of turtles?
No.
Dude, when did you become such a germaphobe? Jesus.
It's not so much that I became a germaphobe. It's just that as life went on, okay, I didn't need to get dirty. So now that I actually have to pay for my own clothes, okay, I don't want to see it get dirty. Now that I have to buy my own soap, I don't want to have to use all the soap up. So I guess I'm trying to be cost efficient, okay? Frugal, maybe?
I would say cheap.
Okay, fine. Call me cheap, okay? Life is hard. But that's really what it is. I mean,
you hold a snake like this with your fingers, you're still going to get as dirty, and you're still going to use the same amount of soap as if you're holding a snake with 2 hands, because you need 2 hands to wash your hands.
Yeah, of course. But
no, man, he said he's trying to be cost efficient. Put the dollop in.
He goes, yeah,
exactly. Or right. I just don't use soap. I just run water.
And then that's not,
dude,
that's counterintuitive.
You said you're
right?
A germaphobe. What? I'm so confused right now.
I don't even know, man.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't always use soap to wash my hands. I mean, when I take a whiz, yeah, I'll use soap, obviously. Come on.
How do you wash your hands without soap?
You run them under the water and you rub your hands together.
All of this to say, this is everything that goes into after David touches a reptile.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, why is this about his hand washing?
So are there any projects that you want to get into with the ball pythons?
With the ball pythons.
With the ball pythons.
As opposed to what?
Well, my follow-up question is, what other animals you want to get into?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So let's start ball pythons.
Ball python. What do I want to do? I want to do the ultramel stuff that okay. I like. And, you know, we got some stuff in the works there.
So we have a cinnamon head ultramel female.
Correct.
Bamboo cinnamon head ultramel female.
Mm-hmm. And that's a beauty.
Yes, she is. Cinnamon mahogany head ultramel female. Now we need a male.
A male.
I'm thinking finding a pied head ultramel. So we can produce ultramels that are going to be het for pieds with all the genes mentioned before.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm, you know, you know more than I do. So I kind of just kind of go along for the ride and kind of, you know, bounce ideas off you. If you think they're okay, then cool, we'll do it. If not, then you're going to tell me something else that's better, and then I'll look into it, and then I'll be like, you know what? That just might work.
But there's nothing specific that you've seen that you like. You're like, I want to have that animal, or I want to get that same animal and build something else up on it?
When it comes to the Ultramel stuff, no. Because right now, I'm still just enamored with the plain old recessive Ultramel.
What other reptiles would you be interested in working with?
I'm fans of other reptiles. I just don't know that I would want to work with them. Like, I like the bearded dragons only because, you know, your sister showed up to the house with one day. And I was like, okay, but it's cool. Iguanas, back when I was a kid, you know, one of my dad's friends had a huge iguana. And I would kind of play with it. And those were kind of cool.
You play with your dad's friend's iguana?
Not sure what you were trying to do there, but
it was just a question.
Okay.
Plainly put.
Yeah.
I wanted to take out the confusion mail so we can talk about them. Should I take them out?
Go for it.
Okay. David doesn't even want to touch them.
No, I'll touch them eventually. You got hand sanitizer anywhere?
Jesus Christ. No, I don't have hand sanitizer anywhere. Oh. So let's see. Oh, I'll put them here. I don't know if you guys can see them, but this is a Super Pastel Confusion Mail. Look at him go. I'm trying to put him over here. Hey! Featuring Confusion. Look at him go. That's kind of the new thing that we're doing. We're going to work with this male. Hopefully he breeds for us this year. And see what he'll do and see what we can put out of him.
What's he at right now, weight-wise?
200 to 300 grams. Somewhere between there. I think he'll make it.
You think so?
He's got another couple months. He'll come in late. But if we can plug him in at the right time.
What do you want to plug him with?
I don't know, bro.
Because the thing is, a lot of the girls that we had for specific projects and stuff this year, now they gave us what we wanted, what we were hoping for, some of them. Then we could look at him and be like, okay, instead of doing the same thing over with this one, let's put it with this guy and let's do something different. Let's get something confusing. Yeah.
Technically, like what we were talking about with the lavender stuff. We've been pretty successful with the lavender stuff so far. And maybe this year we don't need to do the same thing we've done the last 2 years with it.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, we bred the scaleless head male to the crystal, and we didn't produce a single scaleless head in that clutch. You know, because, I mean, that would have been cool to breed this guy to a crystal. You know, but now we got to try him again with the scaleless head, try her again. But, for example, the leopard lesser, that's a possibility because she produced scaleless heads. So,
yeah.
And we got good odds on that, so we can move.
Good odds. That's not, every single one.
Great.
What do you expect? What do you think that we're going to get? Like where do you see us going? Because we talked about last time what we see happening, what we kind of see like, oh, if we want to open a shop or if we want to do like a certain like enclosure education or thing, what do you see or where do you see this going?
Like, I don't think that you're trying to fucking quit your job to do this full time.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not trying to quit my job to do this full time. Though never say never. It's always I do want to grow it to something where if I did want to leave my job, I could say, you know, it might not be at the same level, at the same income as my job, but enough for me to live on. Okay, let's maybe do that.
Okay.
And focus more of my time and energy to that, more of my resources to that, to make it something that I'm living more comfortably.
Yeah. I mean, the way that I see this, and not that this is not always going to be a thing, but it's like, this is just like the step one, you know, because I mean, I literally couldn't really sleep very well last night because I was tossing and turning, thinking about, damn, man, like to get to do this full time goal and then to be able to dedicate time again for the turtles and the tortoises, you know, where... When Marco and I thought about when Marco and I started doing anything reptile related together, it was about like education and conservation for turtles and tortoises. But to be able to do that again, you know, the problem with that was obviously like funding, the time and all this, but you know, focusing on this and the animals and hopefully getting this to grow enough where it can sustain itself and sustain, you know, our own salary or something like that to do the other things. It's just like the ultimate goal.
Most definitely. And I think one of the other things that I kind of admire about you specifically is that that origin, you know, when you first started, you started with turtles and tortoises, and you wanted to do it more kind of for conservation, and all that. That is something I would love for HSR to do, you know, kind of give back to the community, kind of raise awareness, you know. I want to be able to say, you know, hey, you know, that company that's on that big sign at so-and-so concert for this, you know, yeah, I know that guy, okay, because you're doing that for the sea turtles or for the Everglades or for whatever it is, you know.
It's kind of like the thing that I do for the shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you did the U.S. Arc shirt.
I did the U.S. Arc shirt, and I did one for Australia.
The one for Australia, exactly. I mean, pretty sure one day you're going to do one for the gators or the manatees.
Whatever it is.
Whatever animal is in peril.
And actually, funny that you say that about like the shows and stuff like that. I have thought about doing shows to raise funds for stuff like that, to do like shows charged like $15 a head, get some like local bands or whatever, and then, you know, just do it for whatever
exactly need funds benefiting for. Whatever charity you're looking at or foundation.
Yeah, but definitely to give back to the community, because that's very important, especially here when all these laws are changing left and right.
Oh yeah, and they're going to continue to change, right? Because people fear what they don't know.
Exactly. That's what I was telling him, that one of my most important things to do with this is to get people to learn, get people to see that like all these animals aren't as bad as what people say they are. You know, it's like a lot of people are scared of sharks in the ocean, and you know, I understand, but at the end of the day, how many people are there that go in the ocean every day that don't get bit by a shark, and there's sharks everywhere there are, you know? It's the animal isn't, you know,
the animal's what everybody not the makes problem
us, yeah,
we're the problem.
Yeah We invaded their space.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because these animals, for the most part, you know, when they bite and stuff like that, they see it as, oh, you're in my home, you're in my area, or something like that, you know? So, you know, just teaching people that these animals aren't what people make them seem.
Like, they're not like, just trying to out... They're not out to get you, It's like a thing that either they're protecting or surviving, you know? That's literally all they know.
Or they're just curious.
That too. But I don't think anything kills for curiosity. I hope not so much. That's scary.
Going back to the sharks, you know, sometimes they'll bite something just to, what is it?
Oh, yeah. That, yeah. I mean, dogs do that when they play. They try to see.
No, when they don't know if something's food or not, they'll go and they'll bite down really quick.
Yeah. Except the shark bite. It's kind of hefty.
That'll kill you.
Yeah. I actually saw a video of somebody swimming, and he recorded a whole thing where he got attacked by a shark, and like, you see the shark come at him, it gets him, he lets it go, it leaves, and then he puts the camera to his leg, and it's just like a chunk missing. I was like, oh my god,
that's gross. That's exactly what, which shows that it's not that they see you, they think, oh, this might be food. They bite into you, and then they realize, oh, this isn't what I thought it was, you know?
Yeah. This wasn't a seal? What the fuck?
We don't even taste that good.
I actually heard something today that cannibals say that we almost taste exactly like pigs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I won't be trying that out.
I definitely won't be trying that out either.
Well, maybe I'll try it out on your sister.
Oh, God. Well, I think that's where we end this. There's no way up from here. No. Alrighty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at HSR_exotics. If you're listening to us and want to watch, check us out on YouTube, HSR Exotics. And if you're watching and want to listen on the go, look at the description so you can see what streaming platforms we're going to be on. Do you guys have anything else that you guys want to add to this?
If you're going to any of these shows, let us know what shows you're going to.
What do you mean?
Well, we're thinking about going, what?
Lakeland.
Lakeland Fire Expo.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone does listen to this, you know, let us know what shows they're going to.
Okay.
And hopefully you have our picture up there, because I'd love for some people to come and talk to me and tell me I'm an idiot or whatever. You know, just talk to me. Strike up a conversation. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm right.
Okay.
All right. Well, not just me. I mean, you guys too.
No, of course.
No, I'm always right. Always.
Well, there you go. See?
Like you said, if anybody listens to this, at the end of the day, the best thing to do is to interact with somebody. And if we said something that's wrong or something that's ignorant, the best thing to do is always to learn.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
That, and I also just moved to Poinciana and I need friends.
Okay. Well, this will be coming out sometime after the Lakeland show. But the second that these things start rolling and we are out there and doing whatever we got to do and doing shows and promoting this podcast at the shows and stuff like that, then yeah, definitely come talk to us. And I mean, send us a message on Instagram and let's talk about whatever we spoke about here. Why not?
Let's do it.
Everybody that listens to this, send me a message and say, "What the fuck, David?" or "Damn it, David."
Yeah, go with "Damn it, David," because that's kind of our catchphrase.
Yeah.
I know that Samantha always says it's David's fault, but why is it David's fault? What if they want to say damn it, Josh?
No,
damn it, Alex.
It's always "Damn it, David."
Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue well.
It does.
All right. I guess that's it.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at HSR_exotics and on Facebook as Half Shell Ranch. If you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube as HSR Exotics. If you're watching and want to listen, make sure to check the description to see what streaming platforms we're on. This was Reptiles With, a podcast by HSR Exotics.